Hello, this is Tamiko Faison, your host for Therapy Entrepreneurs and Leaders of Color. Happy Occupational Therapy Month. This is April, the last day of April. It has been an extremely busy month for me with the American Occupational Therapy Conference, followed by the North Carolina Occupational Therapy Conference. And I did attend both and presented at both, and then came back and just jumped into some other things for Occupational Therapy Month, and concluding today with a walk, a vision walk with our contractors in a couple of hours. The vision walk is a walk for which is ran by Foundation Fighting Blindness to support research and services to help provide services for those who have blindness and low vision, but also to help in certain conditions that may potentially have a cure. So today I don't have a guest. I'm doing a monologue again, and I want to share 7 reasons why we as therapy entrepreneurs and leaders of color need to be involved in our professional organizations, or how we can get involved in our professional organizations, because there are a lot of benefits to being involved that I've learned through the years. So the first one is presenting. And this can be intimidating. It was definitely intimidating to me. There are some people who are natural speakers, and there are others who find it more challenging. And so if you do, I highly recommend Toastmasters, which is something that I did for a year, which helped me to be more comfortable and authentic with my presentation skills. So presenting allows you to share with others and to network. And to give back to your profession, but at the same time you're getting something back because you're networking with other people, new relationships are formed. I was just speaking to someone yesterday who was very surprised at the impact that he and his co-presenter had at a conference following their very first presentation. The second way you can be involved is have a vendor booth. And so when you have a vendor booth at a conference with a professional organization, you are giving back to them because you're paying a fee, which helps sponsor the conference. But also you are, again, having an opportunity to network for people to learn about you and what you do and your services, potentially even to find future employees that might become part of your business if you are there as a business vendor. The third way that you can get involved is to mentor someone or to seek out a mentor. I think it's good to do both. I think that everyone can benefit from having a mentor no matter where you're at in your career. You can seek out mentors in your professional organization, but you also can mentor other people. The fourth way is to join a committee. And so your professional organization has different committees. There might be a committee to help with recruitment and retention. There may be a conference planning committee. Again, this is an opportunity to serve, to network, to give back to your professional organization while at the same time gaining some more skills, some more leadership skills, team building skills. The sixth thing you can do is start a scholarship or plural scholarships. This is something that's on my radar right now. We cannot deny the fact that there is socioeconomic diversity within our profession. I think we talk a lot about other forms of diversity and would really love to hear more about socioeconomic diversity and how that impacts students as occupational beings as well as practitioners, and for entrepreneurs, access to capital. So starting scholarships, if you have the resources and the monies to be able to do so, to contribute to your professional organization and therapy entrepreneurs and leaders for color. Number 6, nominate people for awards. So I'm not sure if you all are aware, but I did receive an award at the American Occupational Therapy Association. It's the first award I've received from AOTA. I've received award in the past from NCOTA. This award from AOTA was the result of people nominating me. And there were people who I know who are people of color who reached out, and there were conversations about the lack of persons of color receiving awards throughout the history of the profession and the importance of us nominating people of color that we know are going above and beyond what they have to do, and they should be recognized. So it does take time to write out a nomination. I did my very first one this year as well, and we'll continue to nominate people of color in our profession who are stepping up and doing amazing things. So consider nominating someone and joining with others to do that nomination. And then last but not least, just support each other in your professional organization. Your therapy entrepreneurs and leaders of color in the profession need support. I need support, and I need to support other people. There's strength in numbers. So if you see someone who's doing something and you are able to help support it, that could be liking a post. It could be sharing a post. It could be having that person as a guest on your podcast. It could be blogging about that person. It could be making a connection, but just showing that you are there to support, because we need each other. With the small percentage of people of color in our profession, it is even more important to ensure that we're available to support each other. And just because you're not a person of color in our profession does not mean that you cannot support people of color in the profession. Diversity means that we have lots of different types of people in our profession, lots of different types of experiences, and we have diversity. I've said this many times, diversity within diversity. And we all need each other. And so that's what I want to end on, is that we all need each other, and wish everyone a happy OT month. And I will see y'all next time. Don't forget to follow. Thank you for listening. Bye.